Christians have
their hymns and pages.
Hymns and pages.
Hava Megillahs for the Jews.
For the Jews.
Baptists have the Rock of Ages.
Rock of Ages.
Atheists just sing the blues.
Romantics play
Clair de Lune.
Clair de Lune.
Born again, sing He is risen. But no one ever wrote a tune for godless existentialism.
For atheists,
there's no good news.
They'll never sing
a song of faith
in their songs.
They have a rule.
The He is always lowercase. The He is always lowercase.
Some folks sing
a baccantata.
Baccantata.
Lutherans get Christmas trees. Atheist songs add up to nada.
Up to nada.
But they do have Sundays free.
Have Sundays free. Pentecostals sing.
They sing to heaven.
Sing to heaven.
Coptics have the Book of Scrolls. Numerologists count. They count to seven.
Five, six, seven.
Atheists have rock and roll.
For atheists,
there's no good news.
They'll never sing
a song of faith
in their songs.
They have a rule.
The He is always lowercase. The He is always lowercase.
Atheists
don't have no songs.
Christians have
their hymns and pages.
Hymns and pages.
Hava Megillahs for the Jews.
For the Jews.
Baptists have the Rock of Ages.
Rock of Ages.
Atheists just sing the blues.
Catholics
dress up for Mass
and listen to
Gregorian chants.
Atheists just take a pass.
Watch football in their underpants. Watch football in their underpants.
Atheists
don't have no songs.
Don't have no songs.
Company's here. Our company, that is. Hello. This is Larry Berger, along with Ricky Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start. The Saturday Light Brigade. Saturday mornings at WRCT, Pittsburgh, WIUP FM, Indiana, WMCO, New Concord, KRDP, Apache Junction, Goldfield, Ghost Town, Phoenix, WSAJ, FM, Grove City, WCUC, FM, Clarion, WNJR, Washington, WKYW, LP, Kaiser, West Virginia, Mountain Streams, radio.org, Tube City Online at WMCK.FM, McKeesport, and streaming at slbradio.org/radio. Today, a great mix of acoustic music and family fun. Composer Robert Frankenberry is going to stop by to talk about the Blue Fairy play with Pinocchio at its roots that runs June 19th through June 21st at the Cathedral of Learning's Richard Rau Studio Theater. We also have young musicians as originally presented in June of 2019 from the Center for Young Musicians. 12th graders from the Pittsburgh Promise Youth Ambassador Program and music and conversation with Kasten Guffey from My Politic. All this morning on the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings from SLB Radio Productions.
rolls along the woodland or the hills and by the shore. Hear the mighty rush of the engine, hear the lonesome hobo's call, while traveling through the jungle on the Wabash Cannonball.
Getting us started on today's Saturday Light Brigade. With Wabash Cannonball. Especially nice to have you tuned in. Right now, hello to Tommy in Virginia. Also, good morning to Russ and Kang. I haven't read all of our messages yet. I just see a number of people who checked in. Good morning to Susie in Alexandria. Dust Bowl, we missed you last week. Dust Bowl Jack is in Warren, Ohio. Jim is in Black Ridge heading to Vancouver. And then Banff. Jim in Crafton Heights, Bruce in Ingram. Also on hand, as are you, and even in the event we don't have your name because you didn't check in to say hello, we are nonetheless happy that you're here. Now it's time to give you a chance to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge with this morning's pop quiz. Listen carefully. Here is a sentence. See if you can determine the unique feature of this sentence. I thought unicorns were zany. Here's another one. Brian could do everything forever. Each of those sentences has five words. The words are in alphabetical order. I thought unicorns were zany. Brian could do exercises forever. Our challenge to you is to come up with a sensible sentence that has five words in it, such that the words are in alphabetical order. You can come up with more than one sentence. You can make your sentence a little longer if you choose to. That is 100% up to you. I see that Richard has checked in from the north side. Good morning, Richard. Sort of like having a morning fall in or roll call. Stu and McCandless. Oh, some people have been sending in their sentences, and Stu is a good example. And I'm thinking that they're actually a message to me, and I'm thinking, Stu, what do you mean by this? Black cats, BC, love to yowl. There's a perfect example of a sentence of five words. I was thinking, huh, are you telling us that the black cats are saying hello? Do you have an idea for a sentence?
It's time to connect. Join us on or off the air by calling or texting us at 412-200-5975. You can also reach us at 1-888-752-7234 or through Interact Live at slbradio.org/radio. You're a big part of the Saturday Light Brigade.
Here are a few more. Mrs. Edwards, good morning. You're up early. We're so happy to have you with us. Tom writes, Quincy ran straight to Utah. And he went back to the beginning of the alphabet for this one. Andy bought Cindy donuts every day. Lucky Cindy. Let me share a few more with you. Bruce has, is Steve talking with Yasmin? Can Danny play the xylophone? A dog found Sam's toy. Does Everest reach to Venus? Very poetic, that last one. 412-200-5975. Russ has some good ones. Apples bloom, creating delicate, exquisite flavors. A boy chose Duquesne education, found girl hiding in knowledge lab, married now, obviously preferring quiet. And that is the story of Russ and Sharon. And there's more. Russ and Sharon tried undergraduate wishes. Xers yielded zenith. He said, don't count the ampersand. Well, Todd, we'll take your alphabetized word sentences at 412-200-5975. There are more coming in that I'll share. Including quite a few from Mark.
Oh, little Susie, how I love you. Nothing in the world can make me snub you.
Polly, put the kettle on, kettle on, kettle on. Polly, put the kettle on. Boil a teacup, bread and butter. Good enough for anybody. Bread and butter's good enough for me.
Saturday Light Brigade, that is the great Don Flemons with Molly Put the Kettle On. And what a busy morning it's already been as we are working with these alphabetized sentences. Hello to James in Freiburg, who writes a couple personalized ones. Larry must not open presents quietly. Ricky's saltwater taffy uses vanilla wonderfully. And good morning again to Mrs. Edwards in Monroeville. Wanted to share some of Mark's. A blues compact disc evolves frenzied gyrations, heated inflamed jerky kicks, leaving most nauseous, openly pining. Questions? Responses? Second thoughts? Oboes play quietly, really sweet times. A baby can do everything. Aaron can deliver Steelers victories. getting a little contemporary. Art can't, this one's great. Art can out-sing Paul Simon. Larry makes nonsense offerings Saturdays. Then you did a backwards one. Zebra, wives, vie, ultimately, tamely. Jim in Black Ridge has all bears hibernate in winter. I'm leaving on summer vacation. I like spaghetti with zucchini. Let's make nutritious oven potatoes. Don't ever forget going here. Jim in Crafton Heights has stop taping up velvet wallpaper. Linda has Bob did fix the wall. He may not strike you. Bring me my stand-up xylophone. Oh, Tommy's got a lot. Adam bought Eve some tomatoes. Bill even had Jack lashed. Charlie dined with Yancey Zukoff. Kathy didn't like Mel Torme. Larry made Ricky some tea. Bucher, which is Tommy's last name, listened most Saturdays with zeal. And then one where he cut the whole alphabet in. Arnie bought Kathy double eclairs. Frida gave Henry inner joy. Kenny likes Margaret's new Oldsmobile. Peter quit ruining Sam's tent. Uma viewed Wally's x-ray yesterday zealously. Amy bought Chuck Deviled Eggs. That's from Jim in Crafton Heights. Norman owned Pretty Quiet Rabbits. Gary's hero is Jack Kirby. I think that was Mr. Carlin in the Bob Newhart Show. Kathy and Ty Nesta has Becky could dance very well. Jane kept loading the wagon. Mason never owned property stateside. Sue in South Park has many numbers occupy places quietly. Great herons inhabit just lakes. Rainy states typically unleash water. Various welded xylophones yelled zealously, and Jeff in Squirrel Hill finishes things with just one, because I'm tired. Those were fun. And if you have more, we're happy to hear them as we broadcast live from historic Allegheny Square. You're listening to the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade.
You're the cream in my coffee. You're the salt in my stew. You will always be my necessity. I'd be lost without you. You're the starch in my collar. You're the lace in my shoe. You will always be my necessity. I'd be lost without you. All men tell love tales, but each one dovetails. I've tried each known way. This way is my own way. You're the sail in my dream boat. You're the captain and crew. You will always be my necessity. I'd be lost without you. You give life savor, bring out its flavor. One thing is clear, dear, you are my Worcestershire dear. You're the sail in my dream boat. You're the captain and the crew. That's you. You will always be my necessity. I'd be lost without you. You're just like your ginger, spice, and everything nice, baby. I'd be lost without you.
Mel Torme here at the Saturday Light Brigade.
Northside Chronicle joins you in supporting the Saturday Light Brigade. The Northside Chronicle is a nonprofit community newspaper available in print, digital, and mobile formats that provides coverage of the people, places, and events in the 18 Northside neighborhoods of Pittsburgh. Details on the Northside Chronicle, including the June Summer Guide, is available at thenorthsidechronicle.com.
Be the first to learn about upcoming guests and features by subscribing to Brigadier Briefings, our email newsletter. Each newsletter includes an original puzzle, links to past programs, and details about youth and adults appearing on the next edition of the Saturday Light Brigade. Get closer to SLB by subscribing to our newsletter at slbradio.org/subscribe.
Now it's time for this morning's history riddle. And then we have a request for Jack, who is recovering from a bout of bronchitis. He mentioned last night's rains. Hope you're okay. Ricky, did you check? Did we have any leakage? At all, we're good. And Ricky checked, there's one stormwater pipe close to where we are, not at home, where we are here. And it fared okay last night. Hope you did. Born in New York City on June 2nd, 1944, he made music seem anything but hard. At the age of 7, he was one of the youngest students ever admitted to pre-college at Juilliard. The soundtrack to a movie featuring Paul Newman and Robert Redford brought him a gold record on June 7th, 1974. A decade or so earlier, he wrote Sunshine, Lollipops, and Rainbows, a big hit for Leslie Gore. 412-200-5975 888-752-7234. Here's hoping you'll share the correct answer if you think you know it. Born in New York City on June 2nd, 1944, he made music seem anything but hard. At the age of seven, he was one of the youngest students ever admitted to pre-college at Juilliard. The soundtrack to a movie featuring Paul Newman and Robert Redford brought him a gold record on June 7th, 1974. A decade or so earlier, he wrote Sunshine, Lollipops, and Rainbows, which was a big hit for Leslie Gore.
It's time to connect. Join us on or off the air by calling or texting us at 412-200-5975. You can also reach us at 1-888-752-7234 or through Interact Live at slbradio.org/radio. You're a big part of the Saturday Light Brigade.
Here is the Danny Magoo Band with a song requested by Jack in Warren, Ohio.
We've been through some things together, with trunks of memories still to come. We found things to do in stormy weather. Long may you run, long may you run, long may you run. Although these changes have come, with your chrome heart shining in the sun. When I last saw you alive, but we missed that ship on the long decline. Long may you run, long may you run, long may you run. Although these changes have come,
came from a timber, from the body of a tree, through the workshop of a luthier. Now it's all alone to me, and it's good company after dinner, and it fits my hands just fine. But someday another singer with a pair of hands like mine will coax out songs much prettier, still hiding in its strings, and sing stronger, braver words than I could ever sing. And folks are gonna love it, of this I'm almost sure. So I take good care of it, 'cause I'm borrowing it from her. Pass it along, pass it along. May it land in careful hands when we're gone. Carry it for a moment, the time won't loan it to you for long. You don't own it, pass it along. This here is my country. Sometimes it's hard to recognize it, but I count myself lucky to have been born inside it. And I'm grateful for the rights others struggle hard to win. And you can be sure I'm gonna fight when they try and take them back again. Oh, and everywhere are teachers, though some fell along the way, and the words they said still reach us, just like you're teaching me here today. And you may not speak it loud, but it's clear in what you do. And I hope to make you proud, 'cause I borrowed it from you. Pass it along, pass it along. May it land in careful hands when we're gone. You carry it for a moment, but time won't loan it to you for long. You don't own it, pass it along. We're in a hurry to grab up all that's left to use, putting patents on discovery, making seeds that don't reproduce. If our vision is so narrow, seeing only bought and sold, we'll end up like the pharaohs, buried with their gold. We've all pushed this thing along, we've all been guided by our fear, but the river sings a song we've gotta be quieter to hear. It's in every child's face, new and hopeful as a stem. Best be gentle with this place, 'cause we're borrowing it from them. Pass it along, pass it along. May it land in careful hands when we're gone. You carry it for a moment, time won't loan it to you for long. You don't own. Pass it along, pass it along, pass it along. May it land in careful hands when we're gone. You carry it for a moment, the time won't loan it to you for long. You don't own it, pass it along.
Scott Cook at the Saturday Light Brigade. Scott is a great songwriter. And the Danny Magoo Band did Long May You Run from their January 27th, 2018 appearance on the Saturday Light Brigade. Here's our history riddle again. Born in New York City on June 2nd, 1944. He made music seem anything but hard. At the age of 7, he was one of the youngest students ever admitted to pre-college at Juilliard. The soundtrack to a movie featuring Paul Newman and Robert Redford brought him a gold record on June 7th, 1974. A decade or so earlier, he wrote Sunshine, Lollipops, and Rainbows, which was a big hit for Leslie Gore. 412-200-5975. Russ in North Carolina got the correct answer. Bruce and Ingram did as well. So did Linda in Collier. John in Economy Borough. Tom in McCandless. Stu in McCandless. A guess of B.J. Thomas. I see where your thinking is going with the movie Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid. But not B.J. Thomas. That from Mike and Mars. Mark and Slippery Rock has the answer we were looking for, as does Rich in Freeport, Tommy in North Chesterfield, Virginia, and Susie in Alexandria, Virginia. Good morning, Susie.
Good morning.
You came up with this. And before you give the answer, I know off the air, you were mentioning that you're in the midst of your language lessons this morning. What language are you working on?
I'm working on Spanish.
Are you coming?
What do you mean?
Are you coming along okay?
Yeah. I mean, Spanish is a language that I spoke as a child. I lived in Honduras for 4 years, from the age of, third grade to sixth grade. So by the time I was in sixth grade, I was no longer in special Spanish. I was in with the native kids. The kids that, they had been born speaking Spanish. I lost a lot of it.
You do.
By not speaking it.
If you don't use it, I would imagine it can be something you lose very quickly. So.
Yeah. So sometimes, they'll be like, oh, and we're going to give you a hard thing. And I'm like, what's hard about this? so it's not so, for me, it's not so much learning as like regaining information.
Yes, it's amazing to I think about things I knew in college so well, whether it be math or physics or chemistry, and how I really understood the inner depths of those subjects. And now a lot of that understanding, it's in there somewhere, but it needs to be woken up again.
It's more like I'm working the muscle.
Yes, that's a good way of putting it. Well, you worked the muscle this morning with the person we were looking for. Who is it?
Well, so first I thought it was Bruce Burt Bacharach.
Oh, yes. That would be given the clue, that makes sense.
But it's Marvin Hamlisch.
You got it. Marvin Hamlisch. And it was today that he got a gold record for... Do you know the movie that the historical reference?
The Sting.
The Sting. And the song was a Scott Joplin composition. It was a huge radio hit. Does it ring a bell? It may not.
No.
It was the song called The Entertainer. The Entertainer.
Oh, I did know that.
It's, I can remember, like it was yesterday, let's say it would have been 1974, so I would have been 12, and everybody was playing this song on the piano. All my friends, some taking piano lessons, some not, just were learning how to play this song. And it was a huge record. People were buying this on a 45.
That's crazy.
There it is.
Yeah. Yep. I watched that movie, and I was too young. I didn't under. I have to watch it again because I didn't understand it.
Yeah, I did not fully understand it either when I watched it.
Oh, that's good. That makes me feel better.
No, there was a lot of. I mean, my memory is the plot was basically characters going from town to town, swindling people.
Right, right.
And let's see, Johnny Hooker was Robert Redford. Henry Gondorf was Paul Newman. And they'd go from town to town, trying to get the best of people. But that's a good example of a movie that I definitely would benefit from watching it again. At the time, I didn't know too much about it or didn't understand it very well.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know how old I was when I watched it, but I was like, why does everyone say this is like such a great movie?
Yes, but when is something going to happen? When is something going to happen? Well done, and charge to you, and thank you, as always, for being with us.
Oh, sure, no problem.
Jim and Blackridge also had the correct answer. Barb and Oakmont had a guess of Burt Bacharach. Very good guess. Mike and Mars had Marvin Hamlisch. Marvin Hamlisch, also known for his work with Woody Allen and Groucho Marx, and the Pittsburgh Pops as principal conductor. Another chance to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge. Coming up in about 10 minutes. Earlier this morning, we were talking about sentences where every word is in alphabetical order. And one just came in that I wanted to share with you. Which requires my finding it. It was in front of me just moments ago. There it is. It's from Barbara in Highland Park. All babies cry. Don't worry. And every good hatchet quickly sharpens. Good. Thanks for having fun with us this morning.
Macaroni Kid joins you in supporting the Saturday Light Brigade. Macaroni Kid publishes weekly hyper-local e-newsletters and websites featuring events, activities, products, and places for Pittsburgh parents, kids, and families. Details on Macaroni Kid events and newsletters are available at cityofpittsburgh.macaronikid.com.
Teens interested in podcasting, writing, music, journalism, or other forms of self-expression are invited to join us for a wide range of SLB Youth Media Center programs. Activities include workshops on writing and audio recording, as well as weekly open mic nights, and open studio hours on Mondays through Thursdays from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m., and Saturdays from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Activities are free to area teens. Visit ymca.slbradio.org for details.
Our Youth Advisory Council is having a Youth Media Center Rewind celebration today. We'll talk about that on the radio after 10 o'clock. And you can stop by and get a tour of the Youth Media Center with them between 11 and 2 o'clock today. I'm really happy that they're doing it. I know very little about it. It's all their work and putting it together, the Youth Media Center Rewind. We also make a note, on June 24th, are having a public celebration of our Remake Learning Days Youth Ambassadors, 100-plus SLB-trained teens covering Remake Learning Days events throughout the Commonwealth. We'll celebrate their work June 24th between 4 and 6 o'clock. And we'll have RSVP information for you soon. Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger, this is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start. The Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings at WRCT, Pittsburgh, WIUP FM Indiana, WMCO New Concord, Ohio, WSHJ Grove City, WCUC FM Clarion, WNJR Washington, WKYW LP Kaiser, West Virginia, Mountain Streams Radio.org, Tube City Online at WMCK.FM McKeesport, and streaming at slbradio.org.
Nobody's got the time of day.